Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting today, bottom of the hour, right out of the first break, I should say, Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, also the Big Three Roll-Up podcast will be with us. That's every Thursday, top of hour two, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry will join us, and that's always a treat. That's the layout as far as the guesting goes today. Otherwise, we are free and clear, which is also a beautiful thing. 615-844-5600. If you'd like to dial us up today, you're always welcome to do that. On Twitter, which is the scourge of the earth other than the communication we have on the show. That's a beautiful thing, too. At Billis King on Twitter. And if you want to email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Want to say hello to John. John, just a couple of minutes ago, prior to the opening here of the show, sent us a hello from Kuwait. He is, now John, you can correct me, said he's tuning in from Kuwait this morning. And if I remember correctly, John, you were in the National Guard. And I guess he's over there with the National Guard. He said he'll be back in about 9 months. He is and has been a frequent caller of the show. Hadn't been for the last couple of months. And I'm sure he's been tied up with his job and responsibilities here. But everybody, say a nice thank you to John, who is listening from Kuwait and, again, is doing this in the name of the country, right? Volunteering. He doesn't have to do this. Volunteering and doing things that many people don't want to do. So, John, good morning to you, sir. Thank you for checking in from Kuwait this morning, and can't wait to hear back from you when you have time and you're, I'm sure, incredibly busy schedule. John's a football aficionado, loves the draft, loves scouting players, loves the evaluation process, loves studying it, loves opining on it. He's really into that stuff, and we hear from him from time to time talking about it. So, morning to you, John, over in Kuwait. Appreciate you checking in, sir. Can't say thank you enough to him. Well, the story is here. It's been festering for a while. It's been building up for a while, and apparently it's a go. Starting next season, major college football and basketball players will be permitted to transfer one time before graduating without being required to sit out a year of competition. The one-time freebie is here, y'all. It was coming. We all knew that. But officially, and that will be today. I believe they're still meeting, but apparently it's just a formality. So you can count it as official, but apparently, officially, it is today. The NCAA's Division I Council voted Wednesday to change the longstanding rule about players having to sit out if they want to switch schools. Now, here are some dates, and let me find it. For those in fall and winter sports, they must notify their schools they intend to transfer by May 1. That's fall and winter, so it'd be football, basketball, right? Spring sports, the notification date is July 1. The notification dates begin in 2022. For this year, athletes in all sports will be required to notify their schools about the intent to transfer by July 1. The council also voted to let the current dead period in recruiting in all sports expire June 1. That had been extended numerous times, the dead period ban, or the dead period extension, I should say, from, I'm thinking, what was it, last March all the way to now. So June 1, that is lifted, and some of these players we're seeing on Twitter, etc., announcing their official visits. Apparently they knew this was coming. They were told by coaches or somebody, it's okay to release these because it's about to happen and you're about to be able to get back on campus, which, by the way, that should never have been extended multiple times anyways, but that's at least for the moment, that's a different story. So there's your one-time freebie. Now let me tell you what this is all about. You go to any other show and you're not going to hear ever what this is all about. I always tell you this is what it's all about because it's always about something, right? This is about the NCAA not wanting to pay players out of their money, out of their own pockets. And they're trying to do all they can do to give in and concede these rules to the players in lieu of having to pay them. So they're extending olive branches, plural, that makes it look like, look, we're all about the players, we're all about making it fair, we're all about, you know, they don't get anything, they only get all their stuff paid for, meaning for school, and cash in their pocket for cost of attendance. They get everything. They get hundreds of thousands of dollars of freebies. But we all know, according to the media, they don't get anything. The perpetuated lie every day by the media, which has no problem lying about it every day. This is about, we're here to pacify. We're here because we're good people. We're here because we have a warm, welcome heart. And you deserve a one-time freebie without having to explain it or tell anybody why. Just get your one-time freebie and do it. Now, I am pretty much against this, as I've explained to you folks for many years, but I've also explained to you for many years when something's going to happen and it's against what I would like to see happen, I explain it. I tell you. For example, I never wanted playoffs to happen. Now, I didn't. I'll tell you this about the playoffs. And boy, there are more and more articles out there from people saying, I was so pro-playoff, and now I'm missing the BCS. I'm seeing articles like that out. Now, they're not going to go back to the BCS, no. But I told you this for I don't know how many years. The playoff was not the panacea and the great awakening that everybody, media, told you it was. But it's only going to get worse. They will expand it. And I'm against that. But the one-time freebie is simply a look at what we're doing. The NCAA is such a fake organization with no stones or cojones or anything. And again, it's only going to get worse. It ain't getting better, y'all. Whether it's their governing body that adjudicates situations, which is a joke, or whether it's bowing to threats. The NCAA is an absolute joke. But there you have it. And on top of all this, you know that name and likeness is coming up. But we are entering, and I know things, if you study life long enough, things don't stay the same. I know that. You know that. I know that. Things don't stay the same. No matter what the topic is or what the item is, things do not stay the same. Things change. Circumstances in life changes. Rules change. It's always the case. But all of this is not for the better. You're being sold that, but it's not for the better. But that's where it's going. And we can either choose to deal with it or not deal with it. People here on Twitter this morning checking in, saying hello to John over in Kuwait. We'll get to that. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Dom, to you. Bill Free Agency has officially hit college football. Hashtag not a fan. It's a good way to put it. Now, you know, eventually, here's where this conversation goes. Like I told you about the playoffs, once you let the genie out of the bottle, the conversation about the playoffs goes like this. How much more? Four's not enough. We got teams out here really working hard. They don't have a chance. It's not fair. How much more? When it comes to name and likeness, you know what the next conversation is going to be? Some of these players aren't able to get a sponsor. We got to do something about this. It's only fair. That's where the conversation goes. With the one-time freebie transfer, you know what the next conversation is going to be. Coaches can change as many times as they want. Why can't players? That's where the conversation goes next, y'all. I'm just telling you, I know the way this works. I know how sneaky it is, and I know where the conversation goes. And here's the other part. They have a willing accomplice and the media. That's the other part. The crooked, lying, shameful media. Josh Newberg here in a couple of minutes, and then Landry, top of hour number two, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are in the clearing stages of this earlier wreck out here in the 5,000 block of Clarksville Pike near the library. That's going to be North Nashville. Traffic still looks good right now. 24 coming in through Jolton. That's going to get really busy in the next few minutes because behind it you got all that traffic coming in from Montgomery County. Clarksville headed towards Nashville. Ripley's Aquarium. Sleep with the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Napa Know How.
At
Napa. You don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket or Alaka Savings or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Yeah, I messed up. I was promoting Josh Newberg as up next. And I accidentally, and I didn't even know I did this until Josh up in London, that Josh, said, thanks, Bill. I didn't know I was next on the show. Anyways, Josh Newberg is with us. We got lots of Joshes hanging around here, too. What's up, Berg? How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, who would be more exciting to talk about the FSU spring game, me or Josh from London?
Well, now, you got to remember, Josh is your cush buddy. He probably could get by. He could probably do it.
No, I think he would probably be better at it. I mean, I think he would be more entertaining, at least, than having me do it.
He'd make stuff up, which would be entertaining, right? That'd be pretty good.
They say that's what I do as well, but...
Tell us, obviously, I saw some clips. I did not watch the spring game, but I saw some Mackenzie Milton clips, the highlights, the deep throws and all that. But give us a general viewpoint on the FSU spring game.
I think it was kind of what we thought it was going to be. Neither quarterback really separated themselves throughout the spring, and then you also saw that in the spring game. Although, I'll say just my opinion, I thought Mackenzie Milton – played well. I think he's going to end up being Florida State starter. Have maintained that throughout the spring, not just from watching the spring game. I just don't think Jordan Travis, you know, in a vacuum in one game, he can look good, but his running style, as we talked about on your show all last year, he can't sustain that throughout the year. We'll see if Mackenzie Milton can behind that offensive line, but he is going to throw the ball a little bit more. Overall, you saw Florida State on the field. They don't have a lot of great team size. I think that's one of the biggest things you see them lacking right now still. It's just overall team size. Speed as well, especially on offense with the playmakers. Florida State really needs Destin Hill to come in and be a guy. Andrew Parchment, the wide receiver transfer from Kansas, needs to come in and be somebody that they can lean on because really, you know, they don't have a lot of great number one wide receivers on their team right now, and they need somebody to step up in that role. I thought on defense the tackling was better. There was some aggression. There were some hits. The defense is going to be incrementally better. I mean, they were really bad last year, if you remember, and I don't think we're going to see a complete turnaround in year one. But so far, Jermaine Johnson from UGA, the defensive end, outside linebacker transfer, he has been as good as advertised. FSU really needs to keep him healthy all year because they've been struggling so much with their pass rushing, and Jermaine Johnson could come in and instantly fix that. So he was a pleasant surprise this spring. But overall, you know, Bill, I think we're looking at probably a 6 or 7 win team right now coming out of spring based on what I've seen.
That was my next question. You went right to it. Your projection based on what you've seen so far, and you just laid it out for us. So the build-out's going to continue, and it needs to be personnel acquisition, right?
Yeah, but they won 3 games last year.
Yeah.
You know, so 6 or 7 doesn't sound so bad. I mean, 6 or 7 to an FSU fan that just woke up in a coma from 15 years ago, 6 or 7 wins sounds terrible, but you know, it's baby steps. It's not going to happen as fast as fans want it to, but it is, I think, moving in the right direction. And due to things like the transfer portal and recruiting now freshmen playing early, you can turn it around a little bit quicker than normal. So I think if the ball bounces the right way, Mike Norvell gets 7 wins, I think that would be a great year for them.
Jess Newberg, 24/7 Sports, also the Big Three Roll-Up is with us. He joins us on Thursdays. What are you hearing from Miami and Florida as far as their spring is concerned? Any news that jumps out?
We were on the Big Three Roll-Up yesterday, and I kind of, like, I asked him, like, are you guys excited about your team? Because it doesn't sound like anybody's really that excited. Like, UF sounds very cautious heading into this year because they didn't get to see anything in the spring. Talking about UF fans, they seem very cautious this year because they didn't get to see a spring. There was no spring game and all the practices were closed. So any information that trickled out was controlled by Mullen and the boys. But, you know, losing all the production that they lost, I get it. They feel like they've recruited well and they're reloading. But anytime you lose your starting quarterback and all the pieces around him, I mean, it's got to be nerve-wracking. And then Miami plays their spring game this weekend. It's going to be televised on the ACC network. Up until this point, Miami has had all their practices closed. They've released some film, some things like that, but again, controlled. So I think this weekend Miami fans will all be tuned into the ACC network to get their first look at Miami this spring and see what they're doing in the spring. Because with Derek King out, they're hoping he's going to be back. But we've seen guys come off of ACL injuries, and sometimes they're just not the same. So I think quarterbacking in this spring game is going to be important for Miami.
Mike up in New Jersey. Bill, listening to Berg right now, how the heck did Florida State erode like this? Wow.
Oh, I've been on the show for the last couple of years.
I know, it's not new.
Jimbo Fisher kind of falling asleep on the job his final 2 years there, and then FSU makes a really bad hire with Willie Taggart. He started off recruiting well, but then as soon as they hit the field, you know, nobody was buying into that program. So he left without signing a high school quarterback. You remember that? And also in the 2019 recruiting class, Florida State did not sign a skilled offensive player. I made a tweet about that. Of course, FSU fan jumped down my throat in the moment. But, I mean, can you imagine Florida State Seminoles not signing a single skilled offensive football player? You're in the state of Florida. You can't avoid them. It's like when fish are jumping in the boat. Sometimes it's inevitable. And so there's some really bad lapses in recruiting, really going back all the way to 2016, 2017, and it adds up.
If you're in the state of Florida where the beaches are aplenty, the weather is pretty good year-round, and you have a massive population of people who either live there or are moving there, there's no excuse when it comes to skilled players. There's zero, no. Right? I mean, gosh.
No, zero. And Florida State, it's crazy to say, but I've been saying this on the Big Three Roll. Florida State has a bunch of number three wide receivers. Like, if you look at their roster, Keyshawn Helton and Ontario Wilson and Jordan Young and some of these guys you'd be happy if they were your number three, but Florida State just doesn't have a one and a two on the roster. They got a bunch of these threes, and I think that's kind of what you see, what happens when you stop recruiting skill players, when you stop landing the guys that are at the top of your board and you start settling, you know, you look like an average slow team. And that's kind of what they're fighting against.
Jess Newberg with us, and we were talking prior. The news is out. Now, it was expected, but the NCAA will officially, I think today is the day, approve a one-time freebie transfer. That's before grad transfers. Anybody, mm-hmm. You get a one-time freebie, Berg, you don't have to tell anybody why. It doesn't have to be an extenuating circumstance. You just get to do it. What will this mean? What will this lead to?
Do you think it'll lead to more? There's a lot of kids in the portal right now. There's a lot of football players in the portal right now without homes.
Right.
And we haven't really seen the stories coming out about too many lower-level athletes moving on up. I mean, it's here and there, but for the most part, you know, you got walk-ons at Florida State entering the transfer portal. There's just so many. There's an abundance of athletes in the transfer portal. It's kind of like the NCAA already said, like, all right, here, have at it. And I don't know if – I don't know. Do you think anybody learned anything from this first 2 years, or do you think when the one-time transfer rules, there's going to be even more movement? I don't know.
I think what is not being learned is – I don't know if players think that just because they're somewhere that they enter the transfer portal and they automatically just have a scholarship. I don't know if they understand this. You're not owed anything.
I don't think that they did, but I think now that we've seen so many go in and not come out, or go in and end up at a place like Troy or, you know, UAB, some of these places, rather than a Power Five, maybe now there's enough cautionary tales out there for other players to not – run off and do the same thing, but who knows?
What is next on the Big Three Roll-Up Podcast?
It's out right now, Bill. I think, what time is it? It's 7:30 a.m. our time, so it dropped a half hour ago. We get into a bunch of Big Three talk. There's so much going on in recruiting at Florida State, a bunch of five-star DBs on campus. We recap that. We talk about Deshaun Watson. We took some life coach questions. What else did we do? It was a full show. It was fun. But it's out on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and since the main job of 24/7 Sports is recruiting, like you and I have always talked, they also announced, along with the freebie transfer that should be approved today, that the dead period that kept getting extended, the is going to come free on June 1, Bergs. And that's why I've been noticing players announcing official visits last few weeks. I kept thinking, now, wait a minute. Why are you doing this when there are no official visits? And apparently, Berg, they've been told probably privately by schools and coaches this is about to free up.
Yeah, the word's been out for a couple weeks. I was told behind the scenes at Florida State that when I asked them, I was like, do you guys think the dead period's going to end on May 1? And they were like, yeah, you know, or on June 1. And they said, yeah, we got plans to roll out camps right away. And you had seen UCF, you know, even 3 weeks ago, they announced their camp plans. They just tweeted out. And they just said simply, like, hey, if the dead period gets extended, these are off. But if it doesn't, we're ready. And pretty much every school across the country, I believe, has been making plans for this, and nobody's going to be caught flat-footed. I think every college in America is going to be ready to roll out visit plans and camp plans. And FSU tweeted theirs. We wrote about it on Knowles 24/7 yesterday, but they're going to have a camp the first weekend. They're having a camp basically every week. They're going to have a 7-on-7. They're going to have a QB only, a specialist one. June's going to be a busy month.
Berg, see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Bill. Talk to you. Bye.
There you go. Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports and the Big Three Roll-Up. Yeah, I tweeted, Josh from London is next up. And Josh calls all the time, so he could be next up. But the point is, I made a whoops there. I didn't even notice it until Josh tweeted I was going to leave it that way. I thought I'd done it right. I thought I had tweeted, next up, Berg is here. But that is not what I tweeted. Twitter this morning, at Bill is King. Rob in the 540. Bill, hats off to John in Kuwait for his service to our great country. By the way, any rumors in the Middle East about who gets the inside track for the Kansas gig? Yeah, no one, John, who's now in Kuwait. He probably has a list. He's probably inside on the Kansas job. Knowing him, he's probably been working on it when he has, and I don't know if he has many spare moments, probably doesn't, over there. Josh in London, the aforementioned Josh. Bill, Kuwait City is awesome. I enjoyed a little bit of time that I've been able to spend there. Vaxico Burris on Twitter. I'll say that again. Vaxico Burris says, Bill, salute to John in Kuwait. Says it's going to be about 9 months before he gets back over there. Coach C over in South Carolina, I missed this. Ask Berg what he thinks about the Florida schools and the logos on the back of the jerseys for into individualized account. Coach C, I'm not sure I understand what you mean there. Yeah, I'm not sure. Are you talking about name and likeness or what? Maybe I'm out of the loop. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Top of the hour, Mr. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will check in with us. Always a pleasure to talk to him. A treasure trove, I should say, of information. Danny in New York City sends us a good email. By the way, Danny is not allowed to tweet. He's a police officer in New York City. He a lot of times works the overnight shift and will catch the show. And they have cut down on the social media stuff. Anyways, he sends me an email. After the music, I'll get to you on it. Anyways, Landry, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, top of the hour. Thursday edition, already Thursday, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has increased quite a bit in the last few minutes coming through Kingston Springs right now. On 40 eastbound, you got all that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Traffic's also picked up quite a bit. 65 making your way up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County, and 4800 block at Cascade Drive over in Old Hickory. They just reported an accident there. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
A couple of really interesting tweets here. And an email from Danny. Our favorite police officer anywhere but in New York City. Danny says, Bill, and let me find this. I got to hear half of the show. I guess this was this yesterday? He said, you got a order in of pellets from RecTech. He goes, I have the bull. I bought the same one you've got, the RT-700. Thanks to your recommendation, and I use it practically every day, 5-6 days a week, even in the winters up here in New York. Was caught off guard when you mentioned buying the pellets. He says, it's my understanding RecTech does not sell bags of pellets anymore unless you purchase one of their grills. I have to go to my local store to buy either the Traeger or some other brand of pellets that are okay, but I prefer the RecTech. Any insight that you can give me, I greatly appreciate. Hope you and the family are well. Always appreciate you and Crazy Charlie. Regards, Danny in New York City. Yeah, you know what? I keep forgetting about that. I think I'm probably able to buy them. But, yeah, and I didn't ask. I don't really know. Obviously, when you have a business, things do change some. And maybe the pellets weren't a good thing for them. I don't really know. But, and I, look, I had run out a few weeks ago, and now pellets are readily available not only at Lowe's or Home Depot. Matter of fact, on Easter Sunday, we were cooking brisket and ribs. That's what the kids wanted. And I wasn't needing to cook overnight because I got several smaller briskets where I didn't have to do the 20-hour cooks and everything. I'm good at that. I mean, but I got some smaller ones so I could get up the next morning and cook them during the day and have them ready for dinner. And looked up and for whatever reason had not bought any pellets that I needed. I was low, and it was not going to last. And I started looking around. And on Easter Sunday, very little, if anything's open, meaning a grocery store. And I checked home. I checked Lowe's first because there's a Lowe's and Home Depot relatively nearby. But there's a Lowe's closer. I looked up Lowe's and it's closed. I went, oh, God, this is Easter Sunday. And I have miscalculated pellets. It's like 8:30 in the morning. Maybe earlier. Maybe before 8. Anyways, and I started panicking. I may have to tell everybody, no brisket, no ribs, no nothing, because Dad miscalculated the pellets. Well, Home Depot was open. Kroger, Publix, Lowe's, all these places were closed. I'm going, oh, God, I have made a big mistake here. Anyways, Lowe's was closed. But Home Depot, thank God they were open. And I went in there and got some pellets. My point is, pellets are everywhere now. I noticed, and I had noticed this before, I was walking down a random aisle. And I guess it's the aisle where you can get charcoal and lighter fluid. Now, by the way, that I haven't used charcoal or lighter fluid, and I don't even know. That is so long time ago. Would never use any of that stuff again. And frankly, I would never use a gas grill either. But Kroger now has pellets. And they're just, the pricing is at least the same as Rectech. So, yeah, I mean, you can get them anywhere. I know, Danny, you know that. But yeah, I keep forgetting. Some people had told me a while back that apparently, unless you buy a grill, they're not selling pellets anymore. Just randomly where you can order them. If that is indeed the case, and I haven't talked to him about it, it's not a problem either way. So, Danny, no, I appreciate the reminder, and I appreciate you telling me and reminding me that you use the products because the products are awesome. Now, Coach C on Twitter. And I said earlier, I wasn't sure what he was talking about when he said, ask Josh what he thinks about the Florida schools and the logos on the back of the jerseys for individualized account. He's talking about Twitter. UCF, and I did not see this tweet, tweeted, and this is UCF football, the future of college football is here, and it's players, and it's the back of their jerseys, and where you would normally see, like, the last name or whatever, it's their Twitter account. So, for example, if I had on a jersey and I'm at UCF, on the back of my jersey, it wouldn't say King. It would say at Bill is King. At Crazy Charlie 615. I hadn't even thought about that. That's that's the future, I guess. I'm not into it, but that's the future. So people will have their Twitter account on the back of their jersey. Wow. Yeah, Coach C, I appreciate you bringing that up. I hadn't even seen that tweet. I got to plead ignorance there, but it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, and this is another really good one. Does the whole paying the players thing that's in the works, meaning name and likeness, does Nevin Shapiro get out of prison early and get to be a booster again? Hold that. Now hold it. I'll get into that when we come back. Also, there's a call or so on the phones, Crazy Charlie says. We'll get to that, too. Landry, Chris Landry, top of our number two, coming up. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has increased quite a bit in the last few minutes coming through Kingston Springs right now. On 40 eastbound, you got all that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Traffic's also picked up quite a bit. 65 making your way up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County, and 4800 block at Cascade Drive over in Old Hickory. They just reported an accident there. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks, coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
This Sunday, the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway. Martin Truex, the odds-on favorite, plus 400. Denny Hamlin at plus 600. Brad Keselowski at plus 700. Joey Logano and Kyle Larson each at plus 800 odds. Baseball futures updated this week. The New York Yankees, the favorite to win the American League pennant at 14-5 odds. The White Sox at 19-4. The defending American League champs, the Rays, had opened at 5-1 but slipped to 14-1. Dodgers favored to win the NLCS 33-20. The Padres at 9-2 and the Mets at 27-4. UFC 261 is scheduled a week from Saturday. Kamaru Usman and Jorge Masvidal Part 2. Masvidal plus 300 on the money line. Usman minus 400. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg. Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700
next to Publix.
And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 65, clear tonight, lows in the low 40s. Sunny for Friday, highs near 66, cloudy on Friday night, chance of rain, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
I had a bunch here on Twitter. Back to Josh. Nevin Shapiro, that's a name that hadn't come up in a while, like many years. No, I don't think he's freed up now because of name and likeness to come back, yeah, to be a booster. He's in jail because of a Ponzi scheme. Now, I don't know when he's set to get his release. I don't know about that. If he gets released, then, yeah, he could be part of that. But I don't know if he's got anything left. I mean, I think he's broke. Now, I'm just speculating here. But But let's just say Nevin Shapiro was out of jail. And we start the name and likeness thingy. He could be involved. Now, would they want him involved? Would it be a bad look? Would they probably shy away from him? Perhaps. I would think probably so. But technically, could he be a factor in that if he were available? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Coach's hot seat. Okay. I'm glad he brought this up, too, because this is one that I'll watch. You know, I'm not Mr. Spring practice guy or spring game guy. I understand the need for spring practice. I mean, you need those reps, particularly the young guys. The developing guys, those are important teaching days. I get that part. It's just nothing for me. I don't get anything out of it. And spring game, I get nothing out of. Well, I'll watch the Notre Dame spring game, probably will. I don't know what I'll get out of it, but I will. Now, you can only get it on Peacock TV. That's part of NBC, right? Notre Dame, everybody gets mad. They have their own network agreement. The only school like that. Their own network, NBC. And they get paid solely by NBC. Don't have to share it. Now, a year ago, they agreed to share it because of the ACC one-year football affiliation agreement. But they're going back to independent. Coach's hot seat on Lake Tahoe. He was showing snow out there, what was it, a day or two ago? I think they're still skiing out there. In April, baby. Says, Bill, to watch the Notre Dame spring game Saturday, May 1st. So we're a couple of weeks out on that. You got to go to at Peacock TV, create a free account. You can watch the Irish spring game. It's free. Also, download the app on Roku. Lots of great TV plus movies on Peacock TV for free, including the Rockford Files. Wow. Some of this audience won't remember that probably, but you know what? I'll do that. I use Roku a lot. Now, I don't watch movies much, but I have usually, like, mornings during the show, I will have on two monitors at the Wilco location. One of the monitors will have Bloomberg. Volume down. Never volume up. Do not watch any of these financial shows, y'all, with the volume up. These folks are flat-out idiots. But I like the ticker symbols, and I like the way that they have the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the VIX, all the various. It's right there in front of you at all times. I like that. I can look up at it, and it tells me a lot about the direction in the moment or that day of the market. On the other TV, I have on YouTube, which is Roku, and I have on YouTube, and that is Benzinga. Benzinga is the best financial show to watch, and it's not all the garbage and the politics like those other shows. Those other shows are a flat-out joke. CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, a joke. Benzinga is out of Detroit. It's on YouTube, and all day long, it's nothing but stocks, what's going on currently, crypto. They do specialty shows just on crypto. IPOs. Beginners. If you're a beginner, here's an hour for you. We'll walk you through this. It takes time. It's painful. If you're a beginner, here's your hour. They do everything like that. It's the best. And I don't know that they're very popular right now. It's by far. I don't know anybody there. I couldn't tell you hardly. I know a few of the names just from watching them. I don't know any of them. I'm just telling you, I'll somehow found this, and that's what's going to be on Roku. Now, back to Coach's hot seat. I'm glad he told me that because I will download the Peacock app and I will have that on Roku, so I can watch the Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish spring game. Jack Cohn goes in there. Let's say he goes 7-for-10, 170. I'm going to come on this show, and I'm going to say, oh, my God, Jack Cohn, spring game, dominant. I can't wait. He's going to just – now Clemson and Alabama won't be able to beat him. I saw it in a spring game, y'all. What more proof do you need? It was in a spring game. I'm just telling you. Anyways, thanks for the heads up. Somebody told me about Peacock. Who was that? Was that Brad last Friday? Maybe. I think it was Brad, maybe. But, and I've got a few weeks until I need to worry about that. There's quite a few spring games coming up this Saturday, actually. I'll probably be watching college baseball, but maybe I'll bump into one or two. Chris Landry coming up. LandryFootball.com. Omni.